Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everybody, thanks for jumping on the podcast. I have an awesome question we're going to answer today, and it comes from this rating and review. They say, thank you from the bottom of my heart and leave 5 stars by Hannah Dryden. They write, Amber, I've been a yo-yo dieter for 20 years. I'm currently binge listening to all your episodes. Dieting is hard. You hear so much conflicting information on how to lose weight and what is best. It is so confusing. I've tried so many things and I'm still struggling, but in the past weeks, of listening to your show is truly helping. For the first time ever, I think I could do it. It makes sense. I feel supported. Thank you. I do have one question though. When you have a lot to lose, and then she writes their goal, how do you keep within your calorie count and still get the recommended amount of protein, carbs, fat without going over? I use my FitnessPal, which has me set on a 1450 cal a day, but for example, the recommendation is to eat 0.8 grams of protein in body weight, I would end up way over. All right, well, in today's podcast, we're going to answer this question about calculating some of these macros, so stay tuned, and thank you so much for your rating and review. If you haven't left a rating and review and you love this podcast, please head into your iTunes app, pass the 5 stars to where it says write a review, and please take 15 seconds of your time to leave one. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Today I am answering a question I was asked about calculating macronutrients when you're on a calorie-restricted diet. So if you've maybe ever Googled, how do I calculate macros for weight loss, or even if you've wondered, what do I need to eat to lose weight, this podcast is probably for you. So I don't know about you, but I've actually Googled those things and I didn't know how to eat to lose weight. And I've spent countless hours looking at blogs on the internet, reading magazines, talking to dietitians, trying different weight loss programs and feeling lost, like feeling super confused and not having a clue how to do this. I used to think about it as just weight loss. Losing any weight was great. However, that is not true. So the key here is to think about fat loss, not weight loss. Because we want to keep our muscle, we want to change our body composition, get rid of the parts that we don't like, and we need to think about the best foods to eat to support our goals. It is not all about calories because not all calories are made equal. So for example, we need to have a deficit of about 3,500 calories to lose a pound of like weight, but we don't want to lose that from our muscles. We want to lose that from fat. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about how to do that. So, I mean, in theory, for example, I was on that 1450 calorie a day diet, which is the question I got. I could, in theory, just eat French fries all day, every day, but this won't support the muscle in my body and the muscle will begin to break down. Not only will I lose muscle, I'll likely have food cravings and be hungry the rest of the day. And that, when I'm on a calorie restriction, that is definitely not what I want. Food cravings set me up for so much sabotage, and those carb cravings are the worst. So I want to pay attention to my diet to keep my lean mass intact, to keep my blood sugar stable, and keep me feeling alive. Because I don't know about you, but there's been so many times I've been on a diet and I just feel like brain fog and fuzzy and like I can't do anything, staring at my computer, trying to work, but I can't force myself to do anything. My fingers just won't type or my brain just won't think. It's the worst. Really, that's the worst. So if you're in a weight loss phase, here's a way that really helped me to think about it. Remember this, weight loss is a special time. If you do it right, and you learn how to keep it off, you do not have to do it again. So stop thinking about weight loss as the, I'm going to do this now and I'm going to restrict on this crazy 1450 calorie a day as like a hard and fast rule, but rather think of that as a guideline, which you're going to try to adhere to most of the time, but you're still going to eat reasonably within that 1450. Okay, so how do the macronutrients break down into that so we can feel good and not crazy and brain fog and tired when we are on restriction? So here's what I want you to also remember. check with your doctor or dietitian, get some real help to what is best for you, because everybody's a little bit different. So I'm just giving general ideas that might help you in a general way, but this doesn't by any means say this is the best way or the most 100% right way. It is just a way to think about it. So if we're looking at protein, for example, a sedentary person wants at least 10% of their diet to come from protein. Now, a more active person to an athlete would want 25 to 35% of their calories to come from protein. Since it is that we want to lose fat and not muscle, we need to make sure there's enough protein in our diets. And if you do want more podcasts about protein, both episodes 39 and 9 are about protein. Okay, so protein obviously isn't going to make up all of our diets, and I have made that mistake because I've gotten the thought of thinking fats were bad and carbs were bad. I was basically afraid to eat everything except for protein. But if you think about that, that's only, you know, really my diet should not be more than 35% protein, or I'm getting too much. So let's talk about carbohydrates and fats for just a second, and I will break this down. So the rest of our diet plan is going to be made up of carbohydrates and fats. Carbohydrates are the main source of energy for our bodies. I was so afraid of eating carbs so much of the time, it would literally paralyze me, or I would just overeat them and go crazy and think I'll start again tomorrow, which is no way to live. In very active people, half of their daily caloric intake could come from carbohydrates. But remember, not all carbs are made equal. But here's what you need to know. Carbohydrates are stored as energy in the form of glycogen in the liver and muscles. Once they're metabolized, they provide energy as glucose to all body tissues, such as the brain, nervous system, and muscles. Okay, guys, this sums it up. We need carbs. But if we eat simple carbohydrates like chocolate bars, sugar, pasta, white bread, and too much of it all at one time, what this can do is cause a spike in our blood sugar and light up the dopamine reward center in our brain. We feel indescribably wonderful for a short bit, but shortly after, we're probably going to feel hungry, tired, sluggish, and probably even have food cravings. So sometimes carbohydrates aren't bad, and sometimes it isn't even bad to eat sugar. In fact, sometimes it's good. But we want to think about balancing overall, so we're not going through like a spike high and then a low and a high and a low. So when you're in the weight loss phase, in this calorie restricted phase where you're not eating as much, think satiety, longevity, and keeping yourself stable so you're not going through a spike, crash, craving carbs, eating, starving, craving carbs, eating, starving. Oh my gosh, is that ever going to set you up for failure? So in this carbohydrate phase, you know, if 25 to 55% of your diet is coming from carbs, think legumes, oats, quinoa, sweet potatoes, and squash as helpful carbohydrates. But nevertheless, we want to pair those with other things to balance our blood sugars. We want to pair all of these with fats, fiber, and protein. And that is going to help us with satiety and keeping our blood sugars stable so that we don't feel crazy in a calorie restricted phase. Now, fats get a bad rap because we think if you eat fat, you're gonna be fat. Now, that is not true. That being said, fats contain more calories per gram than proteins and carbohydrates, and they can be easy to overconsume. Now, overconsumption is what leads to storage of the fat on the body, not eating a normal amount. So fat, for example, is super important for our bodies because they help with satiety. They also help for cell structure. So we don't want to not eat fat. Fat is actually super important. So let's talk about a breakdown. Because this person asked about a 1450 calorie a day diet, you can play with the percentages. So let's pretend I want to say 30% of my diet is protein. I can simply multiply 1450 by 0.3, and it will tell you generally how many of your daily calories should come from protein. Now pretend I've chosen for my diet to be 30% fats and 40% to be carbohydrates. My daily caloric intake could be something like 435 from protein, 435 from fat, and 580 from carbohydrates. Now, I want to think of these as a light structure, our guidelines, and really building most of my meals that contain at least a protein and a fat, or a protein and a fiber. And Kelly Levesque suggests the Fab Four, which is a combination of protein, fat, fiber, and greens at every meal to manage your blood sugar and keep you full. So this being said, you don't necessarily have to go with how much per gram, but really think about percentages with your overall caloric intake. Now, I love to play with my FitnessPal and go into the premium version where you can actually adjust your grams of how much macronutrient and what percentage of your daily budget within what caloric range. So I find that really helpful. Also, if you want more on healthy eating and weight loss, you can check out episode 19 with dietitian Andy DeSantis, and he gives us some great tips on staying full and how to really be healthy as you lose weight. Now, don't forget, say you develop some really great healthy habits while you're losing weight in that special time where you're following more guidelines. Now, don't think of it as this rigid, I'm either on a diet or off a diet. Guys, we're always eating a certain way, and how we're eating is going to contribute to our overall body composition. And I was one of those people that was like, once I hit my goal weight, I can eat whatever I want. So promptly I would develop all of these healthy habits while I was in weight loss. And then I would go back to eating all the cookies and all the cake. I would be totally spiking my blood sugars all the time, letting up that pleasure center in my brain, just over consuming. And I would rapidly gain the weight back. My clothes stopped fitting. I felt embarrassed and ashamed. And I wondered what was wrong with me. Okay. If you have been there, here's what you need to remember. If you have gone to all this work to developing healthy habits while in this really special weight loss phase, if you only want to lose weight once and you want to keep it off, you cannot go back to doing what you've always done, or you will get what you have always gotten. If you want to lose the weight and keep it off, you have to continue on with those healthy habits all throughout your maintenance. Yes, you will be able to slowly increase your calories back doing a recovery diet where you're eating slowly, gradually more as your body stabilizes. But you can't all of a sudden just going back to eat whatever you want, or your body will go back to the way it has always been. So every single healthy habit you develop over time, you want to think about having more healthy habits as you move forward. You want to think about keeping your blood sugar stable. You want to think about generally being healthy overall. You want to think about continuing to pair protein, fat, fiber, and greens to manage your blood sugar and keep you full. Now, once you've hit your goal weight, can you have treats more often? Yes, but you want to think about balance. Balancing if you have a treat, maybe not eating 15 treats, having a treat and balancing that with some fiber and some greens to keep you full and sated and not throw your blood sugars all out of whack. So think of weight loss as a special time where you might do some things and restrict calories in a way that maybe you don't typically do. But once you go to really living life again and really, I mean, we're always living life, so you want to live your life in weight loss, but eating more, sorry, living life was wrong, just eating more, you want to keep your healthy habits or you're gonna gain it back. So whatever you develop, don't say goodbye to it. All right, I hope this was helpful. And if you have more questions, I love hearing from you. So in my Instagram stories, when I put up, what do you want a podcast on? Or if you have some questions, you know, slide into my DM, throw them up on your rating and review. Then you never know, I might actually answer your question. So I hope this was helpful, and I will talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.